the Premier League on OTB.
Here's Marcus Rashford, back to Shaw again, left footed shot, low, and he scores! Luke Shaw makes it 2-0 to Manchester United.
The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
GAA on Off the Ball.
They're getting a wee bit of luck, and maybe they're going to get another tiny bit of it, and can't see them losing that.
And we are up and running on the final of the 2021 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. And the Mayo captain, Aidan O'Shea, wins the first ball and picks out a lovely delivery for Tommy Conroy. Conroy loses his marker, got around Peter Hart.
It doesn't really matter to us, you know, whether or not you go in as favourites or underdogs. It's probably, you know, what happens within the camp too as well. But I suppose there's that extra wee bit of motivation that, you know, really does spur you on.
And the Mayo are now giving the ball away regularly. Huge ball for Morgan, and it breaks for Darren McCurry. Goal chance for Mayo Carroll, and it's stopped by Emily.
Have that extra week on
here.
Are you worried about that at all?
I suppose it's Mayo's advantage from that point of view, but at the same time, we know where we are, we knew where we were going. It's not ideal, but we're glad we're there just.
John McGregor has given the penalty. Here is O'Donoghue. What a shot that is! Fortune is Conor Myler, and that's the choice he's made. McShane pointed to where he wanted it. He's got the wrong side of Mullen! Impetus to the Mayo attack, but Corona on the attack now, and it's Conor McKenna. Two goals against Kerry, and he puts it in the plate for Darren McCurry. Corona got the second goal.
He's a god, he's a man, he's a goo.
A fourth All-Ireland Senior Football title for the Red Hat County. The Ulster champions under new management have bridged the 13-year gap. Peter Canavan looks on as his son Darren footsteps.
This stuff a dream sure is. Days that you've dreamed of from young lad and young child to follow in great footsteps is Brian and Pete. It's just a surreal feeling. Words cannot describe this feeling.
Yeah, terrific Tyrone, All-Ireland champions once again for the fourth time and the first time since 2008. And I'm delighted that their joint manager, Brian Duher, has taken some time out to have a chat with us live on the show this evening. Congratulations, Brian. It's a heck of an achievement.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. No, it's a relief to get there. And I suppose it's over now at this stage.
Yeah. I know you're going to share the praise around, but for you personally, you joined Kevin Heffernan, Tony Hanahoe, Billy Morgan and Paddy O'Shea as the only men to have captained and managed their county to Sam Maguire. That must make you incredibly proud.
No, it's definitely good to have Ireland and Sam Maguire back in throne, you know, and it's all down to a bunch of players, and, you know, can't miss take miss sight of that. The work they've done over the last 9 months has been phenomenal. You know, wasn't easy at the start, but they dug deep and we had a few bumps along the road, but thankfully we got there at the end up.
What have the last 48 hours been like? Because you know what it's like as a player and the joy that comes with that and the celebrations that follow. Has it been a different experience as a manager?
No, it's a really good experience. You know, it's great to see the joy and the excitement that it brings to the people of Tyrone and to the players as well. You know, it's something I don't think you'd ever get used to, but it's just great to see it despite, and that's after all, generally people have been through over the last 18 months. It's great to see a smile back on their face again.
Yeah, what happened in the hours afterwards? You stayed up in Dublin for a while, was it, and just got the families together?
No, we went to Armagh City that evening, you know, and we had a function there, and it went well, you know, a good night, and it was before smaller than the usual banquet functions that we're normally used to, but actually it was very good. It was family and friends there, and you know, close contacts of the team, you know, so it was very good.
Mm. It's what, 13 years since the last All-Ireland? It's not a lifetime, but for a lot of those younger supporters, it's the first time they'll have seen. We think of Tyrone, and we think of yourself and that great team and the success they brought. There's a lot of Tyrone people, actually, for them, younger people, this will be the first time they got to experience it.
Oh, it definitely will be. And, you know, I suppose 13 years is a long time since throwing the last one at, and definitely something new for them. But, you know, hopefully it's a platform in which throwing and these young people can build on and aspire to, you know, to join the players that are there at the minute and hopefully push on. And a lot of other players, it gives them the probably the opportunity as well that these things can be done.
Nobody quite knew what to expect after Mickey Hart left as Tyrone manager. He'd been there for so long and enjoyed so much success. Is any part of you surprised that this came so quickly? In your first season to go and win an All-Ireland and to go on the run you have through Ulster and the All-Ireland series, is any part of you surprised that it all came together quite as quickly as it did?
I suppose there's definitely, maybe a bit of surprise. You always hope these things can happen, and I'm no different from any other management around the country. You know, that's what you aspire to. Ultimately, now, you know that you can't think too far ahead of yourself because that's the biggest downfall you'll have. So it's the old cliche of one game at a time, and that's what we've done. All we wanted to do was win basically our first game, and we didn't even do that. Donegal beat us in the National League. And we had a, you know, we got to the semi-final of the National League, but it was, we're well beaten by Kerry, as we all know, that day. But, you know, we probably improved most matches. We took the learning on board, you know, and all credit to our coaches, you know, and performance analysis people, the work they put in, Peter, Joey and Colley and Marty McGarren and Dara Barnes and people like that, you know, to prepare the team for each step. And, you know, we got ourselves ready for the championship, and I suppose we just took it one day at a time as usual, but, and that's where we ended up, you know. But we didn't look any further than the next game, and I think that's probably the most important thing.
You mentioned the Kerry match in the league, and listen, whenever you concede 6-15, there's always going to be a reaction and a fallout, and there were big question marks at that stage about Tyrone. For you as a manager and the management team, like, your reaction to that, was that a turning point? Was that a match you still look back on and think, all right, we were going down one path and we had to change it slightly, or is that overstating it?
Well, we all had a look at each other, to be honest. You know, we had a look at both ourselves as management and the players as well for the performance. You know, a lot of people had a look at themselves after that and see what could we do better or what weren't we doing, you know. And you can say it's a turning point. I don't know. People may think it is. People may think it isn't. It's, everything's in hindsight now, but it definitely probably helped us. We had a serious amount of work to do to stop shipping goals, you know, and thankfully we've done that during the championship, and we by and large addressed that, you know, for the championship.
You were on with us on Off the Ball a couple of weeks back. The Saturday the statement was released that you weren't going to be able to fulfil the fixture against Kerry because of the COVID issues. Can I ask you about you personally during that time and the strain and the stress of those couple of weeks, where firstly there's the health of your players you have to think about, but also the want of the players to go and play and to succeed and to get to an All-Ireland semi-final, and how you had to balance all that up and their families and county boards. It's an awful lot for a management team to have to take. When you look back now, it's only a couple of weeks ago, but how was that period for you?
That was a difficult period for everybody, and all people that were close to the panel. It was a very difficult period. We had a significant downturn in number of players attending training. We were well below 20 on Wednesday night around that period, and we couldn't have fielded a full panel of players for the match, and that was, you know, that's the long and the short of it. Despite what people may say, we couldn't have fielded the 26 players. We hadn't got them.
Does it annoy you what people say? Did it annoy you over the last couple of weeks what people were saying?
No, it didn't concern us, because, you know, we don't particularly look outside the group for motivation and anything else. These people we have are very self-motivated. They're a great group of individuals. They want to give of their best every time they come. And the situation with COVID was they weren't in a position to give of their best. They weren't in a position to turn up, never mind give of their best. And, you know, we had a duty of care to them, which probably people forget about here. And there's advice and guidance out there. And I suppose it was the question, were you going to listen to medical advice and guidance, or were you going to go and potentially put players at risk of something maybe more serious in the longer term? And that's what basically was our... that's basically what guided our decision, was that factor. And players didn't really probably appreciate it. You know, some of them they were supportive by and large, but some players wanted to play, you know, and despite not being in a position. But you get to a stage where you have to look at the bigger picture here. And that's what we looked at. We took the bigger picture into concern, and we made that decision. And thankfully now it worked out for us. It could have been a different story. We could have been out of the championship, and I was willing to probably accept that, and Fergal likewise, and the county board supported it all. So we made that decision. We knew the potential repercussions of it, and we rolled with it, and that's where it went at the end up.
Yeah, and it all worked out in the end. That Tyrone team that you won 3 All-Irelands with was such a legendary group that you don't just leave a legacy, you leave an expectation on the players that follow. It's the next Brian Duher, the next Peter Canavan, the next Sean Kavanagh, the next Stephen O'Neill. Every time a young player emerges in Tyrone, they're compared to the greats of the noughties. These players have had to deal with that in recent years. And now you look at them and actually they're All-Ireland champions. They are the next generation. That's a lot of weight on their shoulders that probably now is lifted because they now themselves have that same medal.
Well, they definitely do, and they deserve it the same way as the people deserve it. And the they put in the same work as we did in the past, and they got their just rewards for it. And you may say that it was something that was hanging over them. It's probably hanging over every team until they won in Ireland, no matter who they are or where they are. You're always going to be compared with teams that went before you, but that is what it is. That's life. But these boys, they've created their own history now, so there. And that's the great thing about it. This is something nobody can take away from them. They've done it, and they've done it themselves, and all credit to them for that.
Another night of celebrating tonight?
I'm sure these boys, the way they're going, they'll celebrate for a night or two yet.
Yeah, you're letting the young lads at it, it sounds like.
I think I'm past them days.
All right, Brian, you're very good to take a call. Congratulations again, a terrific achievement. All-Ireland as a captain, All-Ireland as a manager. Well done, and thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. GAA on Off the Ball.